swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes.
I don't know about you, Gary D. That swimming hole at my house, Jeff Davis Parish, below Interstate 10, a little below Highway 90, on old Highway 14 to Bell City. It was full of mud, that's for sure. It was also full of skeeters, catfish, and two alligators.
It's not the Calcasieu River.
You didn't swim a lot.
Mermentau.
No.
Mermentau.
Right.
Yeah, mine was Bayou Teche, Bayou Vermilion.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, if you didn't get bit, you had a good time.
Things were good. Things were good. All right, let's get back to the phones real quick. Here at Rosie on the house. And we'll go to Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
How are you today, my friend?
Not bad. How are you guys doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Buckeye. And okay. I heard one of your last callers calling from Buckeye, too, with a similar problem. In fact, the last guy that called you had another similar problem with the solar panels. I had an issue with that. But my primary concern has been pigeons in this neighborhood I bought into out in West Buckeye.
Yeah.
There's a severe pigeon problem in the neighborhood. And you said something about hawk training. And you see hawks running around out in the fields out here and stuff, but you never see them in the neighborhood getting rid of these things. What can you do that's legal out here except for is there anything you can do that's not a – like hiring those pigeon control guys, they're pretty expensive to put up the roof systems.
Right.
I've had a couple of estimates, but they're between like $600 and $1,000 for the two that I talked to. My neighbor had it done, and it's kind of effective, but not 100%. But I've got a pretty bad problem on my house. I've had pigeons living there since I bought the place.
Yeah, boy.
And is your home in a subdivision, or are you rural in Buckeye?
It's a subdivision.
Okay. So
it's a two-story home, and
yeah, that second story up there, they love that. Pigeons, they are amazing at their navigation. And if they pick your rooftop and you one eave area they like and you board that off and they just move around the house until you finally get them relocated, they don't like to move once they settle in. This solution for the woodpecker wouldn't really work because a woodpecker is much more of a single unit. You never have two dominant male woodpeckers living on
moving
your property
together.
If they do, it lasts for about 12 minutes till one of them kills the other, and then but pigeons are you know, and
pack
flocks
rats.
Yeah, flying pack rats.
Yeah, this neighborhood's infested with them. They're like New York rats.
Yeah, I would contemplate getting the neighborhood together and attack it through a multifaceted attack, which would include, you know, some of the physical barrier protections that you're talking about, depending on the temperament of your other neighbors and stuff. There's also poisoning techniques and tactics.
And the problem with that is then if the neighborhood cats or dogs eat the birds, then
it is a problem. But they do have professional pigeon eradicators that have multiple different tactics to use. I'm sure you can get several of them out and have them at least give you a proposal. I know Blue Sky Pest Control will take a look at pigeon control for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a website, birdx.com, just about bird-x.com, about every product I've ever seen at every hardware stores is all there, and they've got everything from electronic birds control that are sonic sounds, ultrasonic, drones, laser control that doesn't fry them or anything, but it just these flashing lights placed in areas they like to get under and roost drive them crazy. And then they've got bird wire and spikes and nets, and like Dad said, get together with your neighbors, because as soon as you get them deterred from your house, they're just going to be on your neighbors. This, you know, your street, and especially if you're in a cul-de-sac, you guys should all get together and fight this.
Nasty.
Yeah, it is kind of a cul-de-sac, and it's all the farms with the silos around here, and I don't know if that's why it's so dominant out here.
No,
I used to live in Goodyear, and there wasn't that many out there, but out here they're just all over the place.
I don't have any farms around us in Whitman, and we've got three different locations where there's just huge flocks that just are constant. So it really doesn't have much to do with the ag.
All right, let's take Elizabeth real quick for the final caller of the hour. Miss Elizabeth, welcome to Rosie on the House. Real quick, how can we help you?
Hi, good morning. I have a quick question. I have a house in Glendale. I bought it. It's built 1977. It has vinyl siding. I had the house painted. Vinyl siding over the summer warped. And I'm trying to replace just the warped pieces, but I'm having trouble finding somebody to help. And second, trying to find a store like Home Depot or where to go.
Yeah, it'll be hard. Elizabeth, I'm going to have you. Are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
Yes.
Okay, all you need to do is go in there under Find a Trusted Partner, type in siding in your zip code. You're going to end up with a company by the name of JLC Enterprises. The owner is Tim. Call Tim, 480-967-9183. Talk him through the issue and see if he can't help you out. Replacing just a couple pieces of vinyl siding has its challenges, that's for sure, not the least of which is color matching. But Tim can at least talk you through what your options are. Y'all stay tuned. We've got Nathan Angel from Bellegarde joining us in the 10 o'clock hour.
Got a texter called in and he said, I solved my pigeon problem with a pellet gun. Those are legal in city limits.